WESA celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.
Today, we meet the founders of Captured Pittsburgh. The local nonprofit's mission is to promote, educate, and support Western PA image creators, then display their work in Pittsburgh's Shadyside neighborhood. 90.5 WESA's Brian Cook has more.
Since its creation 2 years ago, Captured Pittsburgh has become a driving force behind an emerging community of aspiring photogs. Co-founder Jason Fate says of the services Captured Pittsburgh offers, the teaching may be most important.
The education, when you come out, a lot of people, until you actually sit down and you hear it from somebody else that actually shoots photography in that field, the tips and tricks that they have, you never think about it. So they get a lot of education.
Captured Pittsburgh offers workshops in the field, like at live concerts or sporting events. It also owns the only open-air photo gallery in Pittsburgh, where each month the work of 8 local photographers is put on display.
The concept behind the gallery space was to find a location that had been neglected and transform it into something the community could use.
Located off Walnut Street in the heart of Shadyside's shopping district, Fate says that unlike standard indoor galleries, the outdoor space makes the art accessible to the community 24/7.
This is just an outdoor space where the art has a unique, the photos are uniquely hung in the space, so they look like they're just floating in thin air. And you have none of that apprehension of being enclosed in a store type atmosphere.
People who are amateurs are pretty amazed to actually end up in the gallery. They are so excited just to be picked.
Jason Kodat, who founded Captured Pittsburgh with Fate in 2016, says each month 8 featured photographers are picked from images submitted to the group's Instagram or Facebook pages, which are put into an online vote. Kodat says it gets competitive.
We literally get about 2,000 submissions a month and sometimes more. So to be one of the 8 artists to be picked is a bit of an honor. And some of them, it's actually given them the confidence to say, hey, this is more than a hobby for me. And we have actually had a couple of people start photography businesses as a sideline after getting selected in the gallery.
At the monthly gallery show, photographers and community members gather for a glimpse at the final product. Among them, Kim D'Alessandro, an amateur photographer from Robinson. She's been involved with the gallery since its inception and has had her work featured multiple times.
This is my 3rd one. So ever since I got that first one, I'm also a competitive person too.
D'Alessandro says she's found a community through Captured Pittsburgh.
Working with Captured Pittsburgh means a lot to me. It has like really, it is such a good group to be involved with. It gets me out into town. It meets other photographers, fellow photographers. It makes good connections.
Jason Fate says his team has been overwhelmed in a good way by the public interest these first 2 years.
Of those 33,000 photos, approximately 250 of them have been chosen so far.
Impressive, because in a world where the internet has changed the way the world sees and interacts with images, Captured Pittsburgh is a bit of a throwback, showcasing photographic excellence you've got to see up close, rather than on a screen. I'm Brian Cook, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series WESA Celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories at WESA.FM/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.